Hi guys, this is Ehsan. Welcome to my second Let's Talk. I want to talk about the hottest topic of these days. My topic is in hottest topic in family and relation and friendship conversation. And it is in top of all news in TV and newspapers. Even these days, the president and members of parliament talk about my topic. Can you guess what is my topic? Financial and dollar? No. Israel and Palestine? No. Syrian war? No. Sports, soccer and the Russian World Cup? No, no, no. Can you guess? Yes, I want to talk about Telegram. I want to talk about filtering and migration to Iranian instant messenger apps. If you turn the TV on and choose a channel randomly, most likely it shows a presenter that is wanting you to migrate to Surush, Bizphone, iGap and other Iranian instant messenger apps. But if you ask me, I will say that don't do that. Don't use Surush and others. Use anti-censorship apps like Siphon or migrate to WhatsApp or another famous apps. I have my own reason. I don't want about privacy and security. Privacy and security is in messaging are very, very important, but it's not my reason. I have my own reason. I don't want that. I have some bad experiences in using Iranian apps in past. Let's talk about them. My experience number one, Noavar email service. Several years ago, from the initial release of Gmail, there was an Iranian email service named Noavar, and a lot of people have used it for years. A lot of people have used Noavar for sending and receiving their emails. And some ones have used their Noavar account for backup of their Yahoo email. But when Google released Gmail, it was the great email service. Users start using it, and so they used Noavar rarely. And a day, owner of Noavar closed his site, and Noavar stopped its service without any previous alert and notification. A lot of emails were in Noavar servers, and some of them were very important, but unfortunately, all of them missed. My experience number two, MyFC online game. MyFC is the acronym for My Football Club, and it was an Iranian online strategic game that had a lot of users that played every day. This game even won several prizes of the best game and the best online game of Iran. Like NoAver, also MyFC was closed without any previous alert. MyFC had free and premium account, and some people bought its premium accounts, but now they can't use a service that they paid money for it. Okay, it's my reason to never use such Iranian apps. Thank you for listening to my voice. I will glad to listen and read your comments. See you next time.